ידי תרי משתה דלת חשבון תופשין פי א' רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. After a year in the Teva, the Pasuk says וישלח את האירי ויצא יוצא ושויב עד יבש הסמיים מעל הארץ. Noach sent out the pashtus, the shlichus, to the ear of the raven, to go and see what Tutzuch says, Tikkun Ezoir, Vayashalach as the ear of Dod Dovid. This refers to Dovid HaMelech. Kemoshe Kosov, Vayetze Alech V'shoev, B'tshuve Mesvadev Chatoev, U'mevakish Rachmele. Now, I'm a simple person, right? Hello? I don't see anywhere. Where's Dovid HaMelech come into sending an ear from the David? What's Tutzuch done? Bichlal, the whole shlichus of the Eirev is like, I never understood. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufches, Omer Shlokish, Shuvah Nitzachas, the Eirev gave back to Noach. He said, the Eirev said to Noach, both your master and yourself, you hate me. Why does the Eibush hate the Eirev? Because from the kosher animals, the Tardik animals, the Kshiva Shiva. From the Tomatik animals, only two. And now you're sending me on a shlichus. Shema yifkabi sarshal tzina, sarshal chama. And I will die. And a whole species will be wiped away from the ecology, from the world. Right? Oy, says the raven to Noach. Shema le'ishti atatarch. Maybe you want to mate with my female raven. To which Noach replies, Omerli Rosh, you evil one. If my own wife I can't live with in the Teva, as the Gemara we see when David sold Noach, men had to go in separately, women had to go in separately. So with your raven, so all the Maksha Oilam, everyone asks. So you good. So Noach gave an answer on the Taina Hashem al Ishti Atazorach. Aber he didn't answer the Taina of the Erev. There's only one of me, two of me, and if I die, like at the end of the world of the ravens. That he didn't answer. Number three, b'chlau. Why Noach sent the raven? You couldn't get the BBC, the weather forecast. Good, just a statement, right? Or why did he send the raven? The harbi shluchim lamokim. The Eibush has many shluchim. Why would Noach send out a oif tomei? You see, the pasuk says Chazal say in the Gemara, the same Gemara that had in Daf Kufches, that by the Yoyne it says Ve'etzei Yoyne mi'itoy, because the Yoyne, the Oifis, the Hayris live together with the Tzadik. Is already Noach knew to separate from the Oifis Hatmeis, right? Oibazoi, why did Noach Dafka send an Oiriv, which is Dafka an Oif Tomin? When Befrak, I found the Pirkei de Belezer Medrash says. What happens is, don't send, when you send a shliach, send an erlich shliach, right? He's, according to Pirkei de Belezer, this is much Midrash Chalukas, he sent the Oiriv, and the Oiriv went Barosh Horiv, to the top, a mountaintop, and he found an Avela, and he never came back. Masha'in came, when he sent the Yoina, it says, the Yoina comes back, Vine Ale Zayif, Zayif Torah Befiah, right? Says the Medrash, Mikan Omru Sheleach Dvorim Biadro, Kusheleach Biad Ksil. If you use a Rasha for your Shlichus, like sending it with a fool, person totally incompetent. If you send with an Abiator, Kusheleach Biad Sir Neman Lishol. You're sending with an Erlich, a person who's competent, who's getrai, who's trustworthy, and he'll come back. Some titus and medrash rabba on the pasuk vayishalach as a oirev. This is related to a pasuk sholach chuyshich vayachshich. Pasuk it says by makas chuyshich and tilim. So there are those who titus and medrash. If you send sholach chuyshich, someone who himself is darkness vayachshich, you won't get any. You won't see any joy from it. Don't let another trap. So why Dafka, Hagufa Kash is a Noach, why did he send of all the species in the world, why Dafka did he send it? One second. Frank Michel is afterwards. Then it says, there's a Medrash which says, the it circled around, right? Whether it got lost or it came back, it's Medrash Chalukas. In Medrash it says it wanted to come back, and Noach didn't want to take him back. Said the Eibishter Kabloi, accept back the Oiriv, Sha'osir Oilom Litzarechle. The world will need him. It says, Be'eliyahu Anovi, Demaisa, Darab. as everyone knows, Rashi Medrash says it a bit differently, that when there was Eliyahu caused a drought in the world, right, and he's hiding over there. So it says he sent the Urvim, sent him basar lechem basar every morning, every evening, from wherever, maybe papkat achav, from Yishafat, whatever. They sent him the Urvim brought Eliyahu Hanavi his meals. Right, so we're going to need him in the future. If you would send an ordinary yid, go in a taxi and go meet Eliyahu Hanavi and bring him breakfast. Meet Eliyahu Hanavi and clean the guy. You should know there's a Ma'amar Olam Derech Agav, it's brought Ma'amar Shomesh from the Holy Yerim Nachum of Chernobyl, that when a person says a Besura Toiva, is neslabish in you b'shas maisa anitus of Eliyahu Hanavi. Hence, everyone, a normal teva of a yid, is you want to be mashmir b'suras tevis. Eliyahu is the mavasir b'suras tevis. To meet Eliyahu Hanavi is a great thing. So all the whole bria to bring Eliyahu his meals, you got to send the oiv, hagufakash. You should know, just parenthetically, when it says vayeshalach es oiv, so I told you Rashi that he was sent on a shlichus. Many of the classical Meforshim, the Alshech HaKodesh, the Rechayim HaKodesh, the Rebbe Chayim, many others says, by the Yoyin, it says, he sent the Yoyin Lirois HaKalu HaMayim Yalpanei Adam. It doesn't say that by the raven, by the Eruv. What does it say? It's Fayeshalach. He didn't send him to go on a mission to find out what's the meteorological forecast for the next 7 days. Fayeshalach, Miloshin Geirushin. He got rid of him. I hate you. Get lost. Be discreet. The Baruch Chaim adds, right, that Oyriv is Raboy, right? Ha Oyriv is Aveir, same letter, Zaveir. And it could be, says Baruch Chaim, Dafka Yoyna wanted to send away the Oyriv, that Taket should be Pegeya by the Sarachama or the Saratzina. Get rid of him. Who needs this? Who needs Baboydr, Vavoydr, Shoyim Rina? Bump him off. Hello? Until the Abish says, I need him in the future. Finish. Come back at the end of the shiur, and you'll ask me again. Yeah, yeah. So according to them, it's Gor Kasher. He had two things. According to the Rechaim HaKadosh and the Al Shecha, he wanted to get rid of the bump off the Eiriv, A, and B, he wanted to know what time to duck, right? Yeah. So why couldn't he do it at the same time? Mainly, it was the same shlichus. And he had no joy from the Eiriv, so 7 days later he sent the Yoyin. Oh, but if it's two different Yoyinim, so why couldn't he send the Yoyin for the weather forecast and send the Eiriv to get him bumped off? Hello? When Bechlau, everyone asked the Derech Agav, and this Mir Shabbos and Siasis from Huda Levi, Yoyin, Malza, Boy, Manoyach. So, some of Forshim say it's Taicha, and the Yoyin, Noyach sent the Yoyin on Shabbos. When on Shabbos? When did it come back? Leis Eiriv. The man of community came back to hear New York Shabbos. He just started, what's going on here? What's happening? And many other kashas. Okay. To understand this, I want to just tell you the general klutz kashas, the general basic fundamental questions in the Mabul. I'm taking everything, nothing original. Everything I'm taking now is from 25 places in the Mashgiach, the Nemunas Techo. Number one. We say in the Zechrinus on the Rosh Hashanah, the Games Noyach Bahavo Zecharta with great tzaddikim used to kach when they say, the windows used to shake. The Eibishter remembered Noyach with a great ahava and he, hello, what's, he was there for a purpose. The world will be wiped out and they'll do the Lahachi Zer Al Pnei Adomo. And this is a kinush, right? What's the, that was the tachnit, that was the plan in the first place. The tagans is chiri in it afterwards. Hello? That was the plan. Wipe off the world, start again. This is your einish, the mizger nafshi. So what's the tagans is chiri in the middle? That was the plan from the chatchil, number one. Nach the Medrash says, v'noyach motzachem, the end of Parash Bereishis, v'samach le'elah told us, Noyach was only saved, everyone knows, Ma'amar Chazal, in the schus of his children, of his toldos, of his descendants. I don't know, I'm a simple guy, I read the pasuk, v'noyach ish tzaddik, tomem hoi v'reisov, kiriz oischor ish tzaddik, l'fonim v'derazeh, he's being saved, because Noyach is a tzaddik. From mitzamol, you're deleting the pshat in pasuk, and you're saying Noyach was only saved because of his toldos. What does it mean? Hello? Question number three. Then it says at the end, afterwards, Vayishor Ach Noyach. Ach Noyach, Ach Zemiyut. The Ari, the lion, came and bit poor Noyach. Noyach at the end was Balmum. He's missing a limb. He's like, he's sitting there, Mamish Sebrochen. Yimchuli, right? The whole idea of having every animal in the world, every chay, every behema, every oif, having them all in the teva. I ask you, is that normal? Is that teva? Could you fit them in a teva? However big the teva was, with a chazan nishir for amo. Hello? No. That, I mean, how, can I ask you another question? They had food, right? How did they keep the food fresh? You ask my wife. I know nothing about the house. I don't know the way to the kitchen. I don't know how to put in a light bulb. I have two left hands. But even I'm Oritz Daraisa like me knows that you don't switch on electricity, right, if you have a marble around. So to put on the refrigerators, the freezers, right, when there's a whole marble outside the teva, l'chura, you'll get electrocuted. So how did Noyach keep the food fresh for a whole year?
He didn't.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know that? Hello. So the pasuk Vakim Moisius Brischa Itoch, right? Says Rashi, the Eibishim made a bris that all the peiros shall yarkivu v'leisafshu, etc., etc. So if you're anyway coming b'derech nes, the whole business. So the Eibishim couldn't give a bit more siyata d'shmaya to poor old Noyach. He has to come out from this whole experience. You know, to be very, very blunt, there was a guy who once said of some wit, there are three ways to travel. There's first class. There is economy, and there's with your wife and children. All right? This is a fourth class of travel. This is like going with behemoths and chayas and like, you know, hello? Nishkan tog, nishkan nach, he's going neach. He's coughing up blood. He's like a gehargeter at the end. So the Ebershe couldn't have you couldn't save him from getting bitten by this lion. What's the shame to lion? A whole year he is fine. Mitamol, you're hungry. He's eating up Noyach's foot. What's happening here? Then it says a pasuk, full question before. Vayiven Noyach mizbeach Hashem, vayikam mikol abehim atayim mikol afator vayal ulus b'mizbeach. Says Rashi, vayiven Noyach. Noyach says, hey, why were there certain animals two by two, seven by seven? Vayiven Noyach. So Chazal learned in Medrash about Bilosh and his boyness Rabino. He thought into the matter. Oh, it must be from the seven. These I bring up korbanos. Guys, you a klutzkasha. You had a whole year in a teva. You had nothing else to do. Hello? You couldn't figure this out in Meshach the whole year? You couldn't figure... The Chazal said, Baal Turim is a chochum, right? So if a teva is chochum. You couldn't figure this out before... Melamed shalomad nech teir. He knew which is kosher, which is tamei, which is tar. So he couldn't figure this out in the chatchil. It's only after the mabul. Now he realizes the difference between behemoths, tamei, and teirs. You didn't... Why couldn't you chap that in the chatchil? Hello? But a klotz kasher. But even Noyach was beach l'shem, it's only after the whole year. Question number five, the Gemara says, Pesachim, every school child knows, Daf Gimel, a person should always speak Pelosh Nikiyah, Shar Ikam HaKadur HaPasuk, eight extra letters, and it says in Pasuk, Menabahema HaTahira, Menabahema Asher Einenna Tahira, eight extra letters is you should speak with a clean tongue. Ask the Mashah and everybody, why does the Gemara, the example Pelosh Nikiyah, from the Pasuk that Noah brought into the ark, right? The Behema Asher Einenna Tahira, why doesn't it bring the same raya, same eight letters, from the pasuk with the tzivu, when the Eibishter commands him, "Umina behema asher loy tahiru," same eight extra letters, except over there you have one less word. You have one word more, so it's a charaya. It's even a bigger raya because you have extra word. Why don't we bring a raya from the tzivu? Why do we bring a raya only from the ma'isa? Okay. Now, bechal for a finster amaris like me, I never. What goes on after the whole table? You just spent a year in a teva, so you should be subdued, you should be a bit whatever, you're whatever. What does Noyach do the first thing after he comes out of the teva? Vayita Karim, becomes an ishadom, farmer, and he makes a vineyard. Vayesh ben ayayin, vayishokar, he drinks, he gets stoned out of his mind, and vayiska b'sicha holo, crazy, acting crazy. He's walking around naked in a tent, daganta meisa with chom and a curse. And hello? The story is like what? The simple pshat in the meisa, right? Simple, nothing fancy. Simple beer in the meisa. The Eibishter created a world which is a bria, right? Which is a bria mufu'ora. What right? The Eberster said, after everything, Rapam once pointed out, after everything is said and done, there's a merida on day six, on day three, first of all, right? Eight prayers to preliminary, then listen. Number four, you got a moon and a sun, have a whole fight. Number six, you have the merida. Each one of these events, which are all interrelated, by the way, the churban and welt, like God's equal others, right? Well, from deswegen, the Eberster says, he sees everything created, vihine toimoy. The Eberster got a gewaltig gewalt. Al derech, right? It says when the Ramban famously in Parshat Chukuyisay, when it says in Pasuk Vishbeisi Chayarom in Aretz, because the Eberster Lachatchila, when he created the world, he created a world. Al derech, the Pasuk says it's Aftorah for Achron Shel Pesach, Yishaya Yud Aleph. It says in Pasuk, we get the Pasuk, the Gar Zeven Keves, the Nomer the Yirvot, the Egel of Firmer Yachtov, and our Kotte Noyigbom, before of Adav Terena, Yachad Yabzil Deim, Vari Karye Yechel Boker. Everyone is living in harmony and balance and symmetry. A little child is leading the leopard with the tiger with the, everyone's, not like in Moscow. You have a Moscow zoo. You have a picture, a cage of a lion and a leopard living together. Someone asked them, what's the kunz? Every day we put in a new sheep. New sheep. Right? It's literally, varika boker yechul tevin. Everyone's vegetarian. No one, there's no teirif. There's no one's, it's gewaldig. Mamish, peace and harmony on earth, right? The Vosu Gishain, man gets in the way, and a person has an effect on Welt. As the Ramchal is Meirich, everyone's Meirich, right? Reb Ella Lapian told the story that when he was a Bacharel, he was in Lomja, and there was a Jewish hospital in Lomja, and there was fine doctors, fine nurses, competent medical staff, and patients went and started dying. So, what are they doing wrong? The procedures. They called an international mumche from Varsha, the Rabira. He came, everything is, the procedures are perfect. The PPF, what do they call it here? Everything is gewaltig. But he said, the hospital is so old, hundreds of years, patients going to this hospital. And the walls are made of wood. And push it over centuries, it absorbed all of these viruses and all of these. They're the only aids in the hospital. You have to burn it down to the ground and start again. That's Be'etz in the Mabel. There's Ashchos in the Welt. And a person who's the crown jewel in creation has an effect on Doim Tzemeach and Chai, on everything in the world. Chaim Kanievsky once told the story. He was once walking with his uncle, this Chazan Ish, in the Pardes, in Bnei Brak. And they're talking and learning, and the Chazan Ish said, "Do I feel some mokim Torah. This one day will be a Medrash, a Yeshiva, some." That's the day we have Lettermans in Bnei Brak. That's what the Chazan Ish told us. America's a... Why is that? Because there's thousands of stories, tzaddikim, shnayim sheyoshim ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, the Moshe Leitzel, before it was the Moshe Leitzel. Right? A place where they burnt the Toldos 100 years later, tzaddikim being Margish. A place where the Bashem Tiv Davin, where the Rosh once gave a drasha. There's 100,000 stories from tzaddikim, the Rebbe Meilech, with the Yisrach Moshe, with the the Dafka lived in the Rebbe Shmelke's house, the Churban, right? Because here the walls are saturated with Kedusha. You can have the Umazah, you can have a person thinks I could do Averis and Chadre Chadorim Mirani. The walls are sapped with it, whatever your children will be affected. I do that, this, this, you understand? The germs are there. So the world became so decadent, Ashchoso, you have to destroy the world, start again. Right? It's all over. And therefore, the Chazal said the expression Noyach Oilum Chodesh. It's a new world. How do I know this? Because Noyach was the Tikkun of Adam Rishon. Kiyadua. Noyach Motzo Chen Be'enei Hashem. Noyach is 58. Chen, being a Matzabach letter, is 708. Plus Einei Hashem is 166. No, Rabbi, what do I got? 166 and 766. 932. What is 932? Eitz Hadas Tovirah. Noyach became, which by the way is also told us Noyach Noyach. Inside letters Nun is a Vav Nun, Ches is Ches Yud Tav, Noyach Noyach, the Milui, the told us Noyach, the Milui, two times the Milui of Noyach is also 932, which is also by the way, the Vilnius Rebbe Chaim says is the Gematria of Shalayim Ircha Berachim Toshu. It's that going back to Yerushalayim, going back to the Gan Eden, everything we discussed every week so far. Different Zohar, it says the Teva is Meramis on the Aroin Habris, and therefore a Tzaddikim said Noach in the Zohar there's an expression v'noach v'teva hochiha. What does it mean? If you take Noach plus Arayim Pris, you get also 932, which is Kenal. In other words, this whole idea, now we're going back to Gan Eden, we're going back to the Rishon prior to the downfall. And therefore, the Ramchal says in his Sefer Adi Bamuri, just Chazal say in Talchumba, just like Adam Rishon was born Mohol, and through his Aveira, as the Gemara says, head in the Flamet Ches, he was Moshech Orlosoi. Likewise, Noach was born Mohol, and he took away the defect in Adam Rishon. The Tikkun HaOlam should have came through Noach. And therefore, who came into the Teva? You're not going to be a genius. Only animals, Chayis, Behemoth, the Warren, Mekalkel. He had Mamish, Kinnis, L'Tzadikim, and now we can begin, start again. Right? And now that all the rishus in the world you've done away with. Right? There's actually a satmar vort. The Yoel speaks about the it's a sharp vort. The Zohar HaKadosh attacks Noach. It's a satmar vort. The Zohar HaKadosh attacks Noach because he wasn't making it when it was followed for a generation. What did Noach Ketayin? The satmar ever said, because the ruptures that bring the Zohar HaKadosh, that Mabul is Gimachia Chazli. The emissary was a chesed from the Bashefer, destroy all the Risha. The whole world went to mikveh, right? 40 days, mikveh 40 saw, and now we could start again. And if not, there wasn't a tikkun of the world by purifying the world with the mabul, you'd have never had a person in the Madrega of Ramavim. Right? This guy, the Achim Suifu, which is half of a fellow. And it's not, believe me, it's not true to Yishol Mikra. But he teaches, Eile told us Noach. What it told us mean, Rash says, told us Zadikim is Mitzvah Masen Toivim. What is the achievement of Noach? How old was Avram Avinu when Noach passed away? 58. Yeah, everyone knows that, right? 58, right? 48 by the Adar. 58. Eile told us Noach, what was the biggest accomplishment Noach ever did? That Noach ish Tzadik Tom Hoyibed. Who's the Tzadik Tom Hoyibed Reisov? Not Noach. Avram! And Noach and Avram was 58 when Eseli Kim is Alech Noach, when Noach's Levaya took place, and he went to Almud Dikshay. Not simple, trap possible, by the way. I don't think your Rebbe Cheder told you this. But let me say the hell of your life. Yeah? So the whole, when it says, Vagamis Noach Bahava Zacharta, the whole redemption of Noach came with the school of Avram, as we'll soon discuss. Right? So Avram Avinu, Noach thought, I've come now, the whole world has been wiped away. All the Risha, all the evil, all the germs have been sanitized, right? Now we have this Kinnus Shel Tzadikim, now we can start again. Therefore the pasuk says, Uvachoydish Hasheni, B'shiva V'esrim Yoyim, Lachoydish Yavsha Oret, which is Gimatria 2,701, no, which is Gimatria Bereshis Boralikim, Esa Shamayim, Esa Oret. We're now starting from the starting gate again, which is how did they leave the Teva? Lemishpachoseyem Yotsu. Lemishpachoseyem is Gimachia 9:13, which is Gimachia Bereshis. So everything is wonderful. Therefore, Vayiskol B'techa Holoi, he's rejoicing. You know who also walked around without any clothes? There was another guy and a couple called Adam and Chava before the Ganeid. They had lawyers, but we get the Pasuk. Right? There's no taiva, there's no havamina, as the Psalmist says, if anyone has a machshava, which is legarme, everything is leman Hashem. Just like the Psalmist says by Yankiv, he turns to his future shver, Lovan, right? And he says, Hove zishti ki yomoli yomavayaleh, says Rashi, is kavona with lahamitelus, there's no yitzahora, there's no gufnius, it's all. So he's walking around naked. Why he drank? Why did he drink? Made a carrot. First thing you do. I would order pizza. Wine. First thing you do. Nervos. We know that in this world, wine, the Gemara brachas daflam. Hey, could you be kiveya suda on wine? Because I'll say, l'chsheyav elio. Hashta butladait. Wine is red. In case you ever, normal wine is red. No, yeah. Altira yayin kizal. Therefore, it's gevura. You have the shivaminim connected all the seven midas. Chita is white, which white is chesed, and wine is red, which is gevura. In this world, the Eibishter wanted to create a world beracious, probably came with midas adin. This world where frail human beings, you can't do it. Therefore, what do you have? You ever notice the Mashiach says, Why do doctors wear white? Universal, all over the world. Every culture, as far as I know. Doctors in the hospital, they always wear white. You ever see when you go to a restaurant, the chef, the people prepare, all white. Why? Because white is the color of chesed. Someone who's giving refuah, someone who's giving food, is mashpia chesed. And therefore, the color of chesed is white. Hence, doctors or people giving food wear white. Like the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, people Kohen Kippur wear a kittel, you wear rachm, schusim, etc., etc. Right? And therefore, he vayita kerem, and kerem is gimachia, reish chaf aleph, Luke 260. Hello? What's 260? What's. Remember, it says David HaMelech is going to bench? Reish chaf aleph lug is gimachia kerem. Lug!
Lug
also. Lamed of Gimel, yeah? Oh. Why? Because it said Mashiach will come, who's going to bench? David. How big will his becher be? It's a pasuk in Tilim. Every guy on the street knows. My cup runneth over. Kaisi Ravoya. Ravoya is gimachia. It's Gemara. 221. Hello? Which is one more than 10 times chita. 22 times that. Hello? Kaisi Ravoya. Because David Amelech's becher will be 221 lug. Which is gimachia kerem. Vayishoker. Which is gimachia kaisi Ravoya. You know when you have this, your house, in my house, we have like a Seder on Pesach. What?
I said,
oh my God. Kerem is gimachia reish chaf aleph lug. Vayishoker is gimachia kaisi Ravoya. Right? Therefore, Noyachish Adam is Gimachi Mashiach ben David. Noyachish Sadik Tom is Gimachi Eliyahu Hanavi Eliyahu Tishbi Eliyahu Gelodi. Noyachish Sadik is Gimachi Eliyahu Hanavi Melech HaMashiach. Noyach is like bringing Olam HaTikun, the future. Everything is great. I'm 100 right. And therefore, wine is in the. That's how Mashiach comes. You have wine, you need the Sadin, everything is turned. And don't forget, he's the Tikun of Aldam. According to one day in the Gemara Brachas, what was the Eitz Hadas? Okay, so Tadikun have a Derat. That they were Chaitin, that they fine. Everything is great, right? So why are we stuck in Manchester here with COVID here? What's going on here? Because there's one little problem. Because in the Teva Chom, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches, Chom, and the Kelev, and the Oirev, were Meshamesh B'Teva, they were Pogrim in Midas HaYesod, in the Teva, and that destroyed this Kinnus of Shaldik. And that's why Chom was punished, that he turned into a Shachar. Why? Because Shachar, the Gemara says, Hi, Shachar, Odoimu, Ela Shalaka. It's the color of Gevuras. Why? Because the whole world is going down the tube, in Dred, right? And you're sitting or whatever, like it's axorious. The Mashkiach once said, a Murdigavort. You see people who are fry, totally not observant. The last thing I know from actually 100 experiences, when it comes to Hilchos Avelus, they're medactic bekala bilchamur. Why? More than Yom Kippur, more than any other mitzvah. Because in Yeridaya, Shindal and Mem, in Paskins, someone who's not misabel on a korov is an achzer. And in Pirkei Avos, we say the teva of a yid is rachmonim. Or three. A yid, not to be misabel on a korov, that's gefelach. That's achzorius. And Yidin Beteva Rachman. And therefore, the whole Yisoid of the Vel, Oilom Chesed Yibona, and therefore the Torah is Chilasa Gimel Chasadim, the Soifi Gimel Chasadim, because the Torah is the map, the blueprint of creation, right? And if the whole Vel is the Yisoid of Vel is Chesed, so Achzorius destroys the Yisoid of the Vel. And therefore, the whole world went into Shabta. Nervos Noyach didn't immediately understand what went on the Teva with Chom. Afterwards, it says when he was whatever he did, what he did at Chazal, then it says Vayikatz Noyach Miyenoi Vayeda Eitz Asher Also Leibnei Akot. Now he understood the Mafreya, not just what he did. Now he's Masaris and did whatever. He understood the Mafreya what went on the Teva, that because the world is given to man, when Chum was Mekalkal, then automatically the Kelev is Mekalkal. I must tell you just, I hate to be personal, whatever. I'm going crazy. I walk on Shabbos sometimes in press, going to shul. and I see people with yarmulkes on their head, or sheitlach, or tichlach, whatever, and it became a new craze in press, which to walk dogs. When I look at them as if they fell off the levana. If you would understand, shemetz mineyu, push a psuk min tanach, alachas kamen v'kamen, gemoris, or deeper svarim, it's like, someone asked a rabbi, I had a with one person I'm close to, I could tell him, where does it say you're not allowed to have a dog? So I could quote you chapter and verse. The chlal general principle is in life, famous Kabbalah from Sokh Bells or the Bid Bells, anyone who asks you Vush Rebbe, Vush State is not because. You don't see the Erlich Yid, you won't see Rav Steinbach walking around with a dog. No one walks a dog, there's a reason for it. General principle. And if you ask Vush State, is there any treif. But the Chazal say the Kelev is the Chotzuf from all Chayis. It's a Medrash. Says the Gemara, and this is a Gemara in Shabbos, that's a Magimel, called Magadol Kelev Ram Mineya Chesed Mitabes. Right? That's our Girsa. But the Masha asks, why does the Gemara say called Magadol Kelev Mineya Chesed? Because Rashi says, because the Oni is afraid to come to your door. Right? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, and the Gemara in Baba Kama says, right? Remember, the comment after this says, "Min ayin shal yigadol adam kelav rabatich beisoi liyamet shulim ruua." She never taught like sasim damav veisach. So we don't need another gemara. So the Marshal says the gemara in Baba Kam is dealing with the kelav ra. Boga's going to bite off the milkman, right? The gemara in Shabbos even is not a kelav ra. That's the girsu the Marshal, and so is the girsu in Yankel. Machlek is girsois. Any kelav toyush. Maybe it's not a kelav ra, but the person doesn't want to come with a barking hunt. You may neyach ches. Bichlal, you should know, right? A dog is a symbol of Amalek. By the way, everyone knows Amalek is Gimashu Sofik. Ayesha Jembeke Benamoy. A Kelev, the Mishnah said the Kalayim, is a Sofik Chaya Sofik Beim. So it symbolizes the Sfakis of Amalek. For many reasons, whatever. But when it says, Vayizonev Becha Kol, Hanef Shalom Echarecha, Soifitevis Kelev, right? You with me? How time to allow Alpi Kabbalah, if you understand basic Kabbalah, Kelev is Gimatria Ban, which is the last Yinikose Mechutz, whatever. The Kelev Amolek's Yinika in Kedusha comes from is Amolek. And therefore the Shari Uru says that was the Getchka, the idol of Amolek, was a Kelev. And Ad Hayoim, they have a Kelev in the base Tifla of Amalekim, right? I don't know, but I'm telling you what it's stated in the Shari Uru. Sharia is like, you know, hello? Yeah? And so said, I've said many times, Tzaddik says in a Prisadik, in very often places, there's two types of clippers, Miminim and Small. Esav and, right? Esav is the clipper of Shoyer. Amalek is the clipper, Yishmol, the clipper of Chamoyer. Kelev comes from both. What's the middle letters of Shoyer? Avov. Chamoyer, Memvov. What's 6 and 46? 52, which is Kelev. And that's why it's just the seat of the Egel Azov was Miroshe, it was a Shor, in the back it was a Chamer. The Kelev is a symbol of Amolek, of Esav. Numerous places, numerous psukim in Tanakh Pashut. Vaklovim azay nefesh, liyadu tzvo. This has to do with Bal Tzvoin, which is Gimatria Kelev Ra. Hello? Which is Gimatria Merkava Tmeya. All Tumah is connected to Kelev. So a Jew with a yarmulke, with a sheitel, walking around in the streets of Prestwich with a kelev, it's like walking and putting a swastika on the back of your car. What's wrong? Who state? I don't know who state. My mother, Zolga Zunzain, remember she came from yeshiva. She went to a chassidish guy, a jeweler, like she had to buy something, a trinket, whatever. And he's selling a tzelum, a shesi v'eruv. And on the shesi v'eruv, there's the acrobat guy, you know, hanging there. Yeah? So my mother comes to me, right, and she's, Patrick, I would pay this in a to sell this. So I was a wise guy. Yeshiva Bacham at a certain age, you're not mature. I punk just saw a chuvin yechav das from Ravad Yosef. Ribu mekuim is that it's not intrinsic avoy dezor, it's a symbol, and therefore it's permitted. So you know, you come to a point, I get a bit more mature. Zal zain it's mutter al pi alocha, whatever lumdus and kiyas you want to varf. It stinks, it's rotten. You elcha yidina. There's certain things which are just. An elcha yid doesn't do that. That's a kelev. Then the oirev. I want to go to town about oirev. I have no time. The oirev is a symbol also. I have no time. The oirev is a symbol also of achzorius. The oirev grow. It's the only thing that what normally the nature, the Chasam Sofer says, the nature of every father, Rachmei Av al Ben, even if you don't know that it's a son, you can't. Teva, the Ebrus of Hashem, a father has Rachmanas. The only Bria that doesn't have Rachmanas on his kinder is an Oyrv. The Pasuk in Eiv, you know what happens is the Ebrister gives the Bnei Oyrv food, it gives it in the Tsuya, this Tiloim, and it eats up the worms, and from that it lives. Who is the Oyrv symbolized? The guy, the acrobat on the talim, says the Bnei Yisalskar and regular Yishora and Agar the Kalim, this week's Parsha, is brought in Tefer Karnayim, but all Makaris, that is this guy who is an Achser, who is trying to separate Klal Yisrael from Avim Shur Shemayim, a Siluf and Torah. He's connected to the Kelev and he's connected to the Oyrev, right? In fact, I wanted to have a beautiful lumdus, but I have no time. That's why in the first base I made this, you didn't need the Gemara made cut and the Gemara and Shabbos and various. But you didn't need a Kalya Oyrev on top of the base of Migdosh. In the second base of Migdosh, where there was a Shlita of Edom already, you didn't. This answers various sugyas. The Shita which Tosfos brings in with cotton, again, the sugya from Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Hello? You talking what I'm talking about? Yeah. Why Shlomo HaMelech didn't delay the Chanukah Zabayah still sugyas? It's about Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. What should he have done? That's when he finished. Says the Gemara, he could have delayed the Kalya Oyrev building. So the Oruch brings in the first place because you didn't need a Kalya Oyrev. You know why? Because the Kalya Oyrev is against the Oyrevim. In the first place, I mean, there's Bistat Goydel Kedushah, so you didn't need a Kalya Oyrev. You didn't need the spikes on top getting, because there was no such clipper. The whole Goldos of Edom started from Yisroish. This guy that I mentioned once, the Panech Rosa brings from Rabbeinu Nosson, Ben Rabbeinu Meshulam, that a min once asked him, why is the Golos HaAcharon so long, when Golos Bavel, Avodah Zarah, only 70 years, because this was an Avodah Zarah from in Klal Yisrael. Kiyodua, that Oysuish, Yuchin Vav Ayin, scramble the letters, that Barvanel says this, Samashmi Yeshua, well, everyone, the Mukacha brings this, Barichus, he was the Gilgal of Esav, right, which is the same clipper of Oyrev and Kelev, which is the Klovam Azay Nefesh, which is the end of Golus, which is why Chazal say one of the signs of Ikzum Mashiach is Chutzpah Yazgeh, Pnei HaDor Kipnei, a Kelev, this type of Chutzpah. And I have no time to elaborate. What I wanted to say, Al Derech HaMusar, is when you see the world is in a period of a Mabul, when the Soros, Surus, and Kal Yisrael, the Indian is to remember that Torah is Chilost, Yigimel of Chasodim, Vesoyfi, Oilem Chesed, Yibon, Lerdavke, Thruch Sodim. Right, you're able to create boyal ateva, kichola pirushim to save the world from the ashkosa, and to bring ultimately, this is a parsha when Eliyahu Hanavi comes into our houses. I have no time to elaborate. When you bring Mashiach, when you bring Geula, v'hine alei zayis Torah pefiya. Zayis is gematria 4:17, which is gematria Adam David Mashiach Rosh Hashanah Adam, and you bring Geula for us and for the entire world around us.